Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I get scared to talk about my personal life.
Why?
With us or on the air?
I am so much less afraid talking on the air than I am
to you. That's what
I
didn't want to hear, because I do really try to make sure that this is a safe space. I have no problem crying in front of you guys. So I don't like hearing that.
You're not
comfortable with it.
Listeners, cry in front of you whenever you want me to.
Like we talk about children.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
But you guys.
We're quick to make the joke.
So I've had some communication with the ex. An ex.
Okay.
I love him so much. This man will support me no matter what.
I will support you.
No. If I go thinking about dipping a toe back into ex waters, you're like, nope.
Yeah, it's never really a good idea.
No,
but it depends which ex as well.
Let him go. Do whatever you want.
Here's the thing. I'm not trying to get back together with this person.
Okay, great.
But I want to know what you do when your ex reaches out. I'm a scorched earth. You don't answer. Mm-hmm. You just don't. Right?
But did this person wrong you?
No, but it wasn't great at the end.
Okay.
So do you always just blow them off no matter what?
No.
No.
It depends on what they're reaching out for.
I don't think I've ever blown them off. I just completely ignored it.
Oh God, I don't think I do.
I think that's sending almost the sign you don't. It's like,
you
I'm
care
still
too much?
Mad about this. And you're like, I'm actually not.
You're just not worth my energy.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're still upset about something that happened.
You're right. It does send that signal.
If I'm truly past it, hey, what's up? What do you need?
Yeah,
like,
but
you're just like anyone else.
If they reach out clearly trying to make conversation to create, like I had an ex who texted me and sent me a picture of like a special wine I got him. And he was like, I'm drinking this today. And I just blocked him because I was like, you cheated on me.
Okay.
Start a conversation.
So this is exactly what I'm looking for.
Okay.
So why though? Like, because I kind of believe in what Hack's saying. I think I did the right thing by talking back.
But this guy cheated on me. So that's why I blocked. If it was just in the ex where it just didn't work out, I probably would have said, I hope it's lovely.
But can't you just do that anyway?
No, he didn't deserve any response from me.
But he does, though.
No, deserves,
but like in my woo-woo state right now, my algorithm is getting all these things. And there was this one guy who said he was on a plane and he sits in a row. There's two other people in the row. So that's, the row is packed. And then they close the doors or whatever, and they look around the plane. Plane is 90% empty. So he's like, go, jumps up, moves up a row.
Okay.
Flight attendant gets on the thing and goes, we need everybody in their assigned seats. And I was like, the flight is, okay.
It sometimes has to do with weight distribution.
He literally moved up one row, same side of the plane.
Not super likely.
Goes back, sits in the seat, cramped, whatever. Flight attendant comes up a few minutes into the flight. What do you think he said to her?
Can I sit in the next?
No, he said, you're doing a great job.
Okay.
You seem like you're really diligent and you care about your job. So he hit her with the, like, what you would do. This guy cheated on you and you're like, eh, eh. And she went, eh, eh. And he's like, you know what? You're great at your job.
I didn't him.
You
I
blocked just, him. You like.
Because he had no, he did not deserve access to my life anymore.
But just go, hey, I hope you love the wine. If you did that, do you know how much
I was also,
more that would psychologically damage him if that's what you're going for? If you're like, oh my God,
I'm
that
not,
looks great.
I'm not going for psychological damage though. So that might be the difference between you and I. I'm going for, I do not want you in my life with access to me ever again.
But why hadn't you blocked him before then?
Because I was like, whatever, if you ever really needed something. But he texted me twice.
Okay.
And on the second one, I was like, we have no need for I didn't answer the first. And then he tried again. And I was like, we have no need for conversation.
But you didn't say anything. You just blocked it.
Yeah. Mm. I was also at a different ex's place in that moment. And I was like, I clearly don't. It's years later.
What is wrong? So your doors aren't usually closed.
Wait, sorry.
You are.
At the time, the person who's. Place I was at was not next. Okay. Sorry. No.
I'm like, Jesus, what are you doing?
No.
Hey, it's a Thursday. I got to revisit people.
I was dating someone new. So that I had no need for this person in my life.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. It was her birthday.
You texted her?
She texted first. She drew first blood.
Wait, you said that day, you said, we'll see if she
I said it a
out.
Couple days ago because my my calendar, I don't know if you guys know this, if you get on my birthday calendar, I'm never going to text. Like, here's my biggest
pet peeve.
You're
never going to text us?
No, I'm not going to text you at 8 a.m. Because if you put a birthday on the Apple calendar, it puts it at 8 a.m. And then you know that's not your friend because it goes, they get a thing. Oh, it's Erica's birthday. Happy birthday, Erica. That means they didn't know it was your birthday. They just got a notification on their phone. Sure. So I put notifications in at 12:13 or 1:08.
Hey, the manipulation you were just discussing.
Yeah.
Okay, but just hear me out.
Back to your ex.
Should I have? I knew I was going to get it from you because I did say her birthday's coming up because my phone went.
Right.
Coming up in 2 days. And you were like, don't you dare text her. And I'm like, I'm not going to. But then she texted me.
That's weird.
So. Was I right or wrong?
To respond to her?
Yeah.
Were you right? Yeah, you're right. Be kind.
It also wasn't.
Be kind always.
Unless they wrong. No, but she didn't seem to like do anything horrific to you.
No, but
you've spoken to her since the breakup.
Never, not great.
Then it's a little weird, but sure, you didn't do anything wrong unless you said, want to meet up tonight? I'm down.
Oh, then I definitely did something wrong.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.